And instead of discarding us who were not perfect in his sight, he made us over again, another vessel. We are something else. We are a work in progress. Don't sit there looking all holier than thou, like he's through with you. If he were through with you, you'd be on display. He wouldn't have his hands on you anymore. He'd be done with you. But you're still living and you're still breathing and he's still working on you. He had the plan, the patience, the pity, and the power over that clay. The clay represents his people. What was the true meaning that Jeremiah's assignment was there at the potter's house? Why did God send him to the potter's house? I'm gonna tell you and then I'm closing. It was so that Jeremiah could learn that just as the clay was in the potter's hand, who had a plan for the clay, he had a design for the clay, he had a desire for the clay to be the best vessel it could be. He watched him how meticulously he dealt with that clay. His concern for what was raw and nothing before him. His plan was for at the completion of the work he would do on this wheel, that clay would take on another life.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
One-to-One Urban, we're back with your weekend updates on COVID, recalls, and important headlines affecting you. Stay informed with One-to-One Urban, Saturdays and Sundays at 11 on KAYT. Coming up, the U.S. hits an all-time high in COVID cases. Coronavirus is now the number one cause of death in the U.S. And changes to the 13th Amendment could end involuntary labor in America's prisons. That's coming up. One-to-One Urban is next. Review your life policies with your family and store them in a secure place. And if you need life insurance, compare dozens of carriers and lock in an affordable premium rate with Final Expense Insurance. Guaranteed issue is available. This is the number, 877-433-1433. 877-433-1433. Hassle-free quotes, no medical exam, and premium rate lock. Quick sign up, 877-433-1433. In the headlines, COVID-19 pandemic saw its highest hospital admissions this week. The COVID Tracking Project reported daily cases averaging at 210,000 with 1,800 deaths. Louisiana reported 3,100 cases this week, 24 souls on their journey home. Two vaccines are on the way from Pfizer and the second by Moderna. Discussions for emergency use authorization begin December 10th. You can watch the FDA's advisory committee discussions online and gain access of the docket at fda.gov/advisory committee. That's fda.gov/advisory committee. Louisiana sent in its COVID-19 vaccine orders to meet Friday's deadline. A phased rollout of the vaccine is planned, beginning with healthcare workers, first responders, nursing home and long-term care residents, and people 65 and older with existing health conditions. Phase two would include adults 18 to 64 with existing health conditions and the general public in phase three. Former President Obama, Bush, and Clinton have volunteered to take the vaccine publicly to prove it's safe. And how do you feel about taking the vaccine? The CDC now says persons exposed to coronavirus only need quarantine 7 days if they've tested negative for COVID-19 and only 10 days after exposure with no symptoms, although 14 days is ideal. The CDC suggests a stay-at-home holiday as they expect a holiday increase. The U.S. House voted to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level and tax it. The measure allows states to set their own rules. Revenues from excise tax would provide programs and expungement of federal marijuana convictions and arrest. No word yet on a second stimulus, but if you have federal student loans, you can rest easy. A payment moratorium is extended with zero interest through January until Biden is in office. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris has named Democratic strategist Tina Flournoy chief of staff. Simone Sanders is serving as chief spokeswoman. And lawmakers signed a joint resolution to end exploitation of prison labor, which has adversely affected African Americans over 155 years. The resolution clarifies the 13th Amendment ban on chattel enslavement by prohibiting involuntary servitude as punishment for crime. And lastly, a series of panel discussions on racial justice is coming to YouTube. Watch for Mark Cuban, Anthony Anderson, and Sky Diggins-Smith. Bear Witness, Take Action 2. It's a two-hour discussion with musical performances beginning this Saturday at 7 Central. Bear Witness, discussions on racial justice on YouTube. And stay on top of your plan to stay virus-free. Wear the mask, use the gloves, learn to FaceTime. Stay inside and pray, and stay alive. Nothing is impossible with God. Thanks for listening One-to-One. I'm Lisa Malvo. Have an awesome day.
KAYTKQJO.
Listening to this broadcast, and listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Come on, church.
Church, we need a miracle.
Church,
we need a miracle.
And may the Lord bless and keep my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, my friends, this is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, my friends, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, you right now that with your backs against the wall, you right now that have that court case pending, you, my friends, that have that sickness in your body, you right now, my friends, that are dealing with enemies, natural or unnatural. Some right now would love to know how to dress around their home to receive peace in that home, for all types of things are going on. Some right now have situations that they never dreamed that they would have to deal with in their entire life. Some right now, my friends, have trouble with enemies throwing that stone, putting that stumbling block just where you plan to walk. And you yourself are praying daily on turning these problems around. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, you with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, you with that problem with your diabetes, you, my friends, that have headaches all the time, that heart condition, my friends, some right now have swelling in that body like they'd never had before. As I've told many and many and many and many a moon all through these broadcasts, all through the years, there used to be someone on the farm back in the days that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back into that home and clean it, put it in that water, boil it, steep it for half the day. Many of you know when you go towards grandma's pot, you end up with a sore on the back of your hand because she'll hit you with that spoon. You touch that pot. Boil it, steep it, and strain it so that they can go back into the fields the next day without that pain in their body, being able to move around and finish the next day, thanking God that they're here today. Yes, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been turning your situation around or turning around up and down the highway trying to turn things around, I'm asking you not to give up, friends. I'm asking you to pray it away. I'm asking you to pray over every situation that you're facing, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Oh, my God, I'm going to send you back a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross. Yes, you that are going through those court cases, I'll send you that guardian angel to keep with you. Oh, my God. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Some say, Rev, I got Hanks in my home. What can I do? Write that telephone number down, my friends. When you call, my friends, I'll be here with you, you, and especially you throughout the day, asking you that not to give up. oh my God, and to pray, help you pray that problem away. Again, telephone number, friends, 404 404-